If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
The champ is here! 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 The champ is here!
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. 919-410-7735. You want to weigh in on what we're going to be talking about and dealing with today? I want to talk about how America is going to look in the next 5 years. But before I get into that, of course, I have to talk about what happened with Trump and what they hashtagged the treason summit. Trump went to Helsinki, met with President Putin, and basically, you know, he chose the KGB over his old intelligence agencies. A lot of people are shaking their head. A lot of people are yelling treason. A lot of people are saying, you know, this is ridiculous. Even Fox News came out against the president on this one. Now, let me say this, all right? When you're an informant, let me kind of do it this way. When you're an informant for the police or the FBI, for anybody, you have what's called a handler. Your handler is the one who tells you what to do. Okay? When you watch Trump with Putin, he looked like an asset, which is an informant, being controlled by a handler. Now, let me just say this. I've said this from the very beginning, and we can go back and pull the tapes, or you can go back and look at the videos. I told you Trump was going to go down not because of collusion or anything like that, because collusion is not a criminal activity. I said Trump was going to go down for two reasons. One, his money is tied into Russia. And it's going to be something out of the Russia bank that's going to pull him down. I said, or two, his own people to save their own butts are going to get rid of him. This is what I think is going to happen. This is a prediction by Truth Adamus. I think they're going to allow this man to appoint the Supreme Court justice that they want, which would be a conservative who they got in there already, Kavanaugh. If he gets through, which he should, the Supreme Court will be dramatically changed for the next 20 years. And this is the other thing that most people don't realize. You have possibly two more judges getting ready to retire. Ruth Ginsburg, she should have been gone. She's still holding on because she's trying to wait for the Democrats to get somebody in office who will appoint somebody. But you have two potential other judges that may be leaving this bench real soon that are Democrat. So they're going to get control of the Supreme Court with Kavanaugh. After they get control of the Supreme Court, after these midterm elections, I think that's when Trump has a problem. I think at that point, the Republicans have what they need in place to remove him and still be able to keep the train moving. And let me tell you why. Because even those who support Trump, the reason they support Trump so blindly is because they love America, and he makes them think America is the greatest thing in the world. Everything he's doing is for America. What he did yesterday was not for America. Not for America. And because it wasn't for America, he got his base feeling a little shaky right now, too. Now, this week, he's going to be apologizing, and he's going to be trying to clarify. And he's, well, no, I said I love my intelligence agency. What are you talking about? But this is what I told you guys about him all along. I said, this man talks a lot of, he like a computer tough guy to me. It's people on the computer, these trolls that'll come in and talk all this boss stuff. When you in their face, they ain't opening up their mouth at all. Not one little bit. So that's what Trump is. Where I'm from, that's called a punk. Where you talking boss when the person ain't around, but when the person comes around, you ain't got nothing to say. So you literally look at what Trump is doing, and you got to say to yourself, man, this is a punk move. He stood there with Putin, and Putin, let me tell you so crazy about this, right? I don't know if anybody else caught this. Putin was talking about a business deal with Trump, right? And everybody was trying to make it like it was the Miss Universe thing. But Putin was talking about something 15 years ago. And then Putin and Trump stood up there and act like they had just met. Like, well, I did not know Mr. Trump. No, I never met the president before. Right, boss? I mean, Putin. I don't know if anybody else caught that. But I did. I mean, I'm like, wait a minute. If y'all don't know each other, why are you talking about something from 15 years ago? What happened 15 years ago? Oh, that's when you start putting your money over there. Okay. I told y'all a year ago. I said, look at this Deutsche Bank, which is funded out of Germany through Russia. I told y'all this. And I said, this is going to be the thing that Vladimir Putin got on him. This and what happened in that hotel room with them young girls and the R. Kelly remix. I told y'all this. But it gets better than this. What's so crazy is now you're about to see if the Democrats got any kind of juice or any kind of balls. Let me tell you why. The Democrats got a chance to take down Trump and the NRA all with one fell swoop. Did you see the girl out of D.C., the redhead, who got arrested yesterday, indicted for being a Russian spy? Well, who was she working with? The NRA. The Democrats should be trying to take all this should be right now. The Democrats should be literally like, oh, my goodness, this is it right here. This is it. But watch what's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen to the NRA. Nothing's going to happen to Trump. Trump is safe until the Republicans want to get him. He's safe until the Republicans want to get him. I personally think they're not going to touch him until after the midterms. It would make sense for them. It's political suicide for them to do anything publicly to him until after these midterms. Right now, nothing's going to happen to Trump because the Democrats aren't going to push. They're not going to push the issue. They're going to put out some statements. They're going to have a press conference. And next week, it'll be on to the next thing. Now, let me tell you why I'm saying it like that. Because today, I want to talk about what's going to happen in America in the next 5 years. See, America is the United States of America, INC, LLC. S Corp, whatever you want to call it. It's a corporation. It's a business. And business is about to get real bad in America in the next 5 years. So today on this show, I'm going to show you what's about to happen, how you can benefit from it happening financially. And what you need to do in order to protect yourself, your family, and your community from what's about to go down. Because it's about to go down, y'all. This hour of the show is brought to you by Roof Defenders. Roof Defenders is a premier company specializing in residential and commercial roofing services. Look, Chicago, if you have a roof, I don't care if it's commercial, I don't care if it's your home, I don't care if it's your garage, call them right now and get a free estimate. It doesn't cost you anything. Let them look and see before something is crashing or crawling underneath your roof. Call 844-314-3336, 844-314-3336. Or go to roofdefenders.com, roofdefenders.com. We come back. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in 5 years that is going to blow your mind when you really think about it, because it's something that's sitting right in front of us and people don't even realize it's sitting right in front of us. We're looking at it, but we're not seeing it. We're hearing it, but we're not listening. And so I'm going to show you these things that's going to happen in the next 5 years and how you can benefit off of all these things that's going to happen. I'm going to give you, I think the list is 7 things that I'm predicting is going to happen in the next 5 years. And if you get in on this stuff right now, 5 years from now, your life will be completely different, completely different. But we need to take advantage of what's going on right now. So when we come back, I'll break all that down for you, give you the breakdown, get your notebook out. I'm going to give you these 7 predictions of what's going to happen, and I'm going to explain why each one of them is going to happen. You're listening to the WB.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
All right. This hour of the show is being brought to you by the Human Rights Commission Foundation. It's non-for-profit. We'll take your old junk cars, your old homes. They will give you a tax write-off for what it's worth. But more importantly, by you doing that, you are helping people to get water in Africa who don't have water in their villages. Some people walk up to 20 miles each way just to get clean water. Could you imagine doing that for your kids, for yourself to survive? Look, give that junk car to them right now. Call 844-855-6903, 844-855-6903, or go to the website ihrc-us.org, ihrc-us.org. All right, let me give you real quick the 7 points. And everybody go on, shut them down on Facebook. I just posted, the video from yesterday that we need to make go viral. You got to hit the YouTube thing in order to share it though. It won't share on the shut them down site, for some reason, even when I post it. If you on the Facebook fan page, let me see if I put it up there. Will it share? You can share it on the Facebook fan page. I also put it on Twitter right quick, and then hopefully you guys can share it off of Twitter as well or retweet it on Twitter. I'll put it on Instagram, but of course, you know, on Instagram, you got to go over to Facebook or Twitter to get it because it won't open up over here on Instagram, at least not that I know how to do. You know, I'm technology challenged, so y'all excuse me with that. Let me put everything on all these sites. So I want you guys to, I want everybody to do this. Ask everybody to send this to 100 people's DMs out of your friends on your social media. Just choose 100 or just go down the list and hit 100 and send it out to 100 people and ask them to keep sending it out. Ask them to send it to 100 people. So when you send it, say, please look at this video and please share with at least 100 of your friends and family. All right, so I just put it up on a bunch of places for you guys to be able to go to it and see it and hopefully share it and everything else. All right, now let me give you the 7 things that's going to happen for sure, in the next 5 years in America. All right? First thing, there's going to be a huge recession in this country, okay? And the reason the recession is going to happen is because of the fact that we are isolating ourselves from the rest of the world right now. Now, the only way the recession will not occur, the only way it will not occur, is if we do the model that China did and really just throw all our money into rebuilding America on the infrastructure side. If we do that, that can potentially stop the recession. However, I don't know if the infrastructure bill is going to occur. And let me tell you why. It's because of what happened with Trump and Putin. I think Trump is losing support big time amongst members of Congress and the Senate that are Republican. And I think, quite frankly, they would prefer to get Mike Pence in there than Donald Trump at this point. Pence is really one of them. Trump has never been really one of them. And because of that, I think that when the opportunity is right, I think that they're going to try to do something to get rid of this man in the White House. I think that it's not going to be the Democrats. It's not going to be black and Latino. It is going to be white male Republicans that take Donald Trump out. That will take Donald Trump out. Okay? So, based on what I believe is going to happen, I believe this recession is coming. Now, let me tell you what you can do to be recession-proof. It's a couple of things that you have to look at and say, okay, what do I need to do that if a recession happens, I need to be in this position to be able to not feel like a recession is happening to myself and to my community and to my family, right? This is why I'm getting you guys to open up your own stock accounts and learning how to do the stock, because that can become something that can help you to become recession proof. Now, it's certain stocks that even in a recession are always going to be valuable stocks, because it's certain stocks that are always going to be something that is going to be worth something. Oil, gas, precious metals, gold, silver, copper. So as the recession starts to get closer, I'll talk more about investing in those kind of stocks, because those are the kind of stocks that if a recession happens, they usually maintain their wealth. You might not make a lot of money off of it, but if you put your money in there, you're not going to lose any of your money. So it's really more of a protective type of investment than a growth type of investment. Okay. So we're gonna talk more about that as it comes. So the first thing that's going to happen in the next 5 years is we're going to have a recession. Second thing, all right, once we get into this recession stage, which could be really in the next 18 to 20 months, we will be in a war. Now, will it be a world war? I don't know. But war is coming, and because war is one of the quickest ways to fix an economy, all right? War makes money for the 1%. Doesn't make it for the poor. It makes it for the 1%, because they invest in all the companies that are creating warheads and missiles and everything else. So what we need to do, and see, let me go back to what I said from the beginning. This is America, United States of America, LLC. It's a business. And the business of America is that of the 1%. We need to start thinking like the 1%. For them, going to war does a myriad of things for them. It allows them to control population. It allows them to dictate price points. But more importantly, it allows them to make money off of the war. So we need to start looking at what kind of stocks would be considered stocks that would be wartime stocks. Again, oil, because you need fuel to fight. You're looking for the companies that's building the bullets, the tanks, and things like that. And over the next couple of months, I'll be giving you different stock tips like that. All right? We need to start thinking like the 1%. See, people think war, well, man, we got so much debt going to war over in Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan. Yeah, the country did. But look at the 1%. Cheney and Warren Buffett and all of them, they made more money than they ever made. The 1% got filthy rich off of us going over to Afghanistan. We just wasn't thinking like them, and we wasn't investing in what they were investing in. We need to find the defense contractors. We need to find these people and invest. That's how you make your money. In fact, you could become a defense contractor. Did y'all ever see the movie, what's that, War Dogs? You could literally go, and if you learn, it's so important to learn how to write grants, because if you know how to write a grant, you can get a government bid on as a defense contractor and never warehouse or touch anything and be making money. You need to look into this. All right, we come back. I'll give you the other five things that I think is going to happen. This hour of the show is being brought to you by Roof Defenders Chicago. Get the free estimate. Doesn't cost you one penny. Go to roofdefenders.com, roofdefenders.com. Get it today. If you got a house, a commercial building, or a garage, get it for free. We come back. I give you the other five things I think is going to happen in the next 5 years, you're listening to the WB.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
All right, welcome back to the show. This hour of the show being brought to you by the Human Rights Commission Foundation. It's not-for-profit. Take your old car, your old home, give you full value for it as a tax write-off. And the good thing about it is you're helping somebody get clean water in Africa. Many of these villages across Africa don't have clean water, so you have to walk 20 miles to get it. By you donating, you're helping to build wells in these particular cities. And your car can be worth as little as $100, and it will help because it's not a lot of money to build the wells. So if you got an old junk car, old home, give them a call, 844-855-6903. Go to the website, ihrc-us.org, ihrc-us.org. All right, so I was giving you five things that was going to happen in the next, I'm sorry, seven things that was going to happen in the next 5 years. First one, I told you it was going to be a recession. Second, I told you it was going to be a war because it's money in war, all right? Third thing, let me tell you the third thing I'm willing to bet anything on is going to happen. Marijuana is going to explode in this country in the next 5 years to the point where marijuana and the creation, the selling, and the industry of marijuana is going to be the fastest and the hottest growing thing in America since Silicon Valley. You're going to have people who are creating restaurants. You're going to have people who are going to be creating massage parlors. You're going to have people creating pizza parlors that's dealing nothing but with weed. They're making everything with weed or weed oil. You're going to have the industry of clothing with hemp. This thing is going to be so big that people are not even going to understand how many people are in it and how they're getting rich. This is how big this is going to be, in my opinion. Because when you look at it, now, I'm not a marijuana smoker. But when you look at what marijuana has the potential to be, it has the potential to be alcohol plus clothing plus food. You got three different industries that marijuana can tap into right now that all could be billion-dollar industries. All you got to do is go to California or go to Colorado or go out to Vegas, and you see these dispensaries. They already selling everything from gummy bears to brownies to anything you can think of with food. This thing is about to be humongous. Humongous. So you have to look at what the future could be in this and getting it right now as far as buying stocks to it. Because it's going to be huge. Let me tell you, you got people who already, it's a show on Viceland. Oh, God, I forget the name of the show. But the whole show is about them cooking with marijuana. Marijuana is added to all the food. So, you know, this is going to be a big thing in the restaurant business. I mean, to the point where, let me tell you how big this thing is going to be in the restaurant business. I honestly, as I was doing the research on stocks on this, I honestly almost got on the air and said, look, I'm looking for 20 people to 50 people where we put up $5,000 a person and we go open up the first of many huge restaurants that don't do nothing but sell food laced with marijuana. We started in L.A. or Colorado, and then as it becomes legal all around the country, we franchise it out because it's going to be big. It's going to be big. It's going to be huge, and you can use the oil from it and put it in tacos and chicken and everything else. This is how big this is going to be. So you got to start thinking like that. Right. Thank you, David Walker. Bon Appetit. Bon Appetit. That's the name of the TV show on Viceland. Thank you. Only reason I knew about that, though, is because I'm a huge fan of Desus and Mero, and they were on Viceland. They're on Showtime now, but they were on Viceland, and I, you know, I DVR their show, and they would show the commercials for the other show, But this is going to be a huge, huge industry. So this is an industry that we need to be a part of. This is why the penny stocks, I'm telling y'all, get the GRNH. That's the marijuana stock. Get the GLPH. That's the pharmaceutical side of it, which they test with pesticides and everything else. That's going to be big too. The MCIG, that's the warehouse where it's going to be housed at. All that is going to be big industry where people can make money off of. This is what's going to happen. It's the same thing. If you go back and look in history, see, part of the reason I'm making this prediction is because if you go back and look at history, what alcohol did for America and for the economy of America once prohibition was lifted. Restaurants who couldn't sell alcohol now all of a sudden could. Their profits went through the roof. Companies that couldn't sell stock, all of a sudden they could. Their profits went through the roof. This is the same thing that's going to happen here. And see, look, part of the reason I'm so sure it's going to happen is because of two reasons. One, the government makes money off of the taxation of it and legalizing it, just like they did with alcohol. And once they see the money flowing in, they're going to be all for it. And then two, it is more millennials and even not just millennials, even the baby boomers smoke so much weed that I know people who don't drink no alcohol, but will smoke all day. All day. They tell you, man, I mean, I don't want no alcohol. I ain't no alcohol drinker. So this is going to be something that's going to be big. So we got the recession. We got the war. We got the explosion of marijuana. Let me tell you the fourth thing that's going to happen. That's going to be hard for a lot of people. But this is going to happen. The American religious system, the way you know it today, will not exist in 5 years. Warren, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, Warren? Oh, my God, what are you talking about? What's going on? What do you mean the religion system is not going? I'm not saying that God's going to be gone. I'm not going to say that your religious beliefs are not going to be there. I'm saying this. The church right now is a non-for-profit. Thus, they don't pay any taxes on the money that's coming through these churches. Do y'all realize most of these mega churches are doing in excess of $5 million a year? Some are doing as much as $30 million a year. And it's no taxes being paid on that money. They're going to change all that. They got to change it. They have to change it because it's too much money being made in it, and they're not getting a cut of it. And see, the thing about America is you got to get your cut if you're the government. You got to get your cut. So they're gonna make it where the 501c3 aspect of the church is going to be gone. It is going to disappear. And look, it's not even just about the monetary side of this. It's also about the power. Because do you know how powerful a minister is, or a bishop or a pastor or whatever, a cardinal, whatever you want to call them, if they got 30,000 people that's coming into they pews every Sunday morning through three services? If you got 30,000 people that you teaching, you essentially multiply that by five. You got 150,000 people in that city that you got power over. 150,000 people of power is such a huge political block that the politicians have no control over. The only control that they got over is, let me write a check so I can come in there right before election, stand in your pews, and you tell everybody to vote for me. That's the only power that the politicians have. No other power. So they're going to eliminate that power by getting rid of the 501c3. Because then it becomes, y'all give what y'all can give, or pay your tithes when you can pay. No, you got to pay. And it's going to turn people off. It's already started. Think about it. You got a lot of folks who will not go to church because they're like, I don't like the way these pastors are. It's going to happen. Trust me. So what do we have so far? Recession, a war, marijuana, the changing of the church. We come back after this break. I'm going to give you the final three things that's going to happen in the next 5 years. You don't want to miss these final three things. Trust me. Chicago, if you got a roof, make sure you go to roofdefenders.com. Let them check it out, whether it's commercial, whether it's a garage, whether it's your home. Let them check it out for you for free before it's too late, before it's caving in on you, before some animal then crawled up in there because it was a hole that you didn't know about, before something's raining in on you. Get the roof check for free. It don't cost you a penny. Do it for me. That way you know you're safe and sound, your family's safe, your car is safe. Call 844-314-3336, 844-314-336, 3336, or go to roofdefenders.com.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. Like I always say, it's the inside that counts. Aww. Like what's inside my new KFC 10-piece chicken feast. It's 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, and 4 biscuits for $19.99. Get more meal for the family for under $20. That's what really matters. It's pretty incredible what chicken can teach you about life. Anyways, KFC, it's finger looking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
You love your car, and so does Car Checks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few $1,000s. Or you can get protected with Car Checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, Call Car Checks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen, and we'd like to introduce Peter Sobich, President of Management Strategies. Peter, what is Management Strategies?
We are a management consulting firm supporting the federal government.
All righty. And where are you from originally?
I grew up outside of Seattle, Washington.
Uh-huh. How many brothers and sisters?
Got one younger brother.
And 8 to 14, what were you doing?
I was really into music.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us more.
I played guitar, and I was notorious for putting together bands in junior high school and high school and college.
So you had a reputation for putting together more than one band?
Yeah, one band kind of in each different school that I attended.
Oh, so you have a natural ability to sell people on your vision and pull people together, don't you?
That's correct. I'm a better organizer than I am guitar player.
Uh-huh. What's that have to do with this organizational ability? What's that have to do with you being involved with management strategies?
I've always been drawn to management consulting, I think, because of the project-based work and the ability to put together teams, motivate people to do their best, and serve the client.
Mm-hmm. Thomas?
Yeah, you just mentioned that you, I picked up on that you said in different schools you attended. So did you move around a lot?
Oh, no, just between junior high, high school, college.
And what did you get out of being the guy that put it all together? What was the satisfaction in that?
I think it was a sense of pride when we would perform and knowing that I had kind of pulled these guys together, sometimes literally driving to get somebody to come to practice
or the
show.
But you didn't need to be David Lee Roth doing the high kicks in the front.
No.
So your role was more what? You were
I
okay
was
in the back.
The guy behind the guy.
And what does that require?
A lot of patience, a lot of organization, and I think a vision of where you want to go.
Do you have somebody you work with in your life that's more the person that needs the spotlight? Because you seem to be the more practical back end.
Not currently,
steady.
But certainly different parts of my life. I was kind of the behind the camera guy, to use a movie.
Right. Why don't you grab it? What do you got?
When did you start making money as a kid?
Paperboy.
Okay.
Probably sixth grade.
And what'd you do differently?
We got up really early, bundle up the papers, and ride around on the bike. And I think what I did differently is I actually put the papers on the front porch.
Why would you do that?
So the client would not have to walk down the driveway in their pajamas.
Okay. How does that relate to how you run your business now?
It's all about the client and management consulting, and I think we provide outstanding support through outstanding management consultants, and it's all about the client and what they need.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, what else are you thinking?
You were a musician, so how'd you end up in management consulting? What's creative about it?
Well, like I said, I was more of a better organizer than I was a guitar player, but a lot of the attributes are the same. It's putting together a team, whether that's within a large company or starting a small business, to support a vision to serve clients in a certain area.
Mm-hmm. Who's the creative hat, mom or dad? Where did that come from?
That's a tough question. Probably a combination of both.
Why?
My dad was the business guy. My mom was.
Was he creative in business?
I think so, yeah. He had his own company. He was a residential mortgage broker. People really liked him a lot. My mom was very funny, very warm, and worked at a nonprofit. Still works at the same nonprofit almost 35 years later.
In Seattle?
In Seattle.
And so what was the driver from coming west to east?
I just wanted to get out and see the world. I came out here to Washington for what I thought would be a couple years, and, you know, 20-plus years later, here I am.
Mm-hmm.
I have moved around to Los Angeles, New York, but I've come back to Washington and raised a family.
Earlier, we identified that you had this adventurous spirit. How's that show up in business?
I think that sometimes I do things that might not exactly be expected, whether that be a fun company outing or some sort of focus in business that the team may not anticipate me going.
Uh-huh. So you actually bring adventure to the business.
I try.
Uh-huh. How's that affect the team? Is that positive or negative or what's that?
I think it's positive. I mean, I think that it keeps them on their toes and not in a bad way, mm-hmm. You know, providing them support and guidance.
Excellent.
And direction.
Uh-huh. Who's got the next question? Who's got it? Lisa, you got something, Mark?
Tom? So what would your brother recognize who you are now based on how he knew you as a kid?
Yeah.
Probably not, but maybe so, actually, because we're very different. I just think that we've, you know.
What's your brother's first name?
Michael.
What would Michael tell us about you when you were kids?
That I probably beat him up a lot.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, you're the typical older brother. You know, what's the best part of your day?
I like getting up in the morning, having that first cup of coffee with my family and helping get the kids off to school, and I just really enjoy that time. I don't love getting up super-duper early, but I do like kind of the mornings
mm-hmm.
with the family.
In the management consulting business, what's the best point? What do you enjoy most about that business?
I enjoy going into new environments, learning about new challenges or domains such as banking or immigration, or just thinking of some of our clients right now is learning about something new and different. I think consulting is the professional equivalent of dating instead of getting married.
Uh-huh. So you really enjoy getting to know, getting involved with all these new dates, getting involved with all this adventurous stuff. You have a curiosity. Thomas,
what other type of hobbies do you have?
I still dabble around with music. I played golf and basketball as a young child. I still play golf mm-hmm. kind of well.
Kind of well, huh? Well, what's the website address for this organization known as Management Strategies?
Our website is managementstrategies.com.
Managementstrategies.com, uh-huh. And you mentioned how many kids do you have?
I have three girls.
Uh-huh. Similarity between being a president and being a dad?
Yes. I work hard to bring the rigor and discipline that I have at work with my employees to my girls. Still working on doing that well.
We've been speaking with Peter Sovich, President of Management Strategies, here on Executive Leaders Radio. Mark, can you give us a rundown of who else we've had the opportunity of speaking with today?
Sure. We've had Eric Kofoot, President and CEO of Public Relay, Mark Wallace, CEO and co-founder of Radius Networks, Mark Menick, President and COO of KLNB, and
Peter Sovich, President of Management Strategies. Most recently, I'd like to thank my co-hosts, including Tom McBride, Cressa, Mark Haas, Association for Enterprise Growth, and Lisa Greenwald, Greenwald Associates, for giving me a hand structuring the questions, hoping providing our listening audience an educational and entertaining show. I'd like to thank our listening audience for listening. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a radio show. Don't forget to visit our website. It's executiveleadersradio.com to learn more about our executive leaders. It's executiveleadersradio.com to learn more about our executive leaders. Thank you for joining us today. And do a nice day. There we go. We nailed it.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.